Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu, we're starting a new Masechta, Masechta Nedarim b'siyata d'shmaya. And let's try to give a little bit of a psicha, some of the yesoidis in the Masechta before we start Mishnah Aleph. And let's start with a hagdoma to the psicha. And that is, what is Masechta Nedarim doing in Seder Noshim? Masechta Nedarim are the halachos that pertain to a person being able to create Isurim, that which is not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Torah. A person creates Isurim on himself, Chiyuvim, Isurim, bands, whatever you want to call it, on himself, things that he has to do, things that he's not allowed to do, with the Koyach HaDibur that he has. The Torah says that a person has the Koyach to create B'diburoi Isurim, will be Mechayiv himself different things. There's a type called a neder, there's a type called a shvuah. But that whole idea that a person could create, could take something which is mutter and turn it into an issa, take something which is choil and turn it into kodesh, is a chiddush. But it's not a chiddush which pertains to say the noshim per se. So what the Mefarshim explain is that some of Maseches Nedarim has to do with relationships between a husband and a wife, and between a father and a daughter. The same way we learned extensively about schuyos that a husband has b'shus ishtoi, and schuyos that a father has b'shus bitoi, b'nureo, b'katnuso. So Maseches Nedarim includes a lot of that. It's interesting because the first part of the Masechta has absolutely nothing to do with the specific koyach that a husband and a father have b'shus their daughter and their wife. That only starts in the 10th parak of Nedarim. And parak Nara Amiros, the first 9 parakim, deal with Nedarim that are universal. Doesn't make a difference if it's done by a male or by a female. What is interesting is that the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, where the parasha of Nedarim is, the Torah says one pasuk, where there's the hakdama to the whole parasha, Ish ki yidah neder l'Hashem. He makes a neder l'Hashem. Or Yishova Shvua Lesser Isa Al Nafsha, he creates, either with a nether or a Shvua, to asur himself something. Lo Yachel Dvor, there's a lav of Lo Yachel Dvor, he's not allowed to be Mechal Dvorov. And then in Asay, Kechol Ayotz Mipiv Yasi, he's Mechuyiv to keep that which leaves his mouth. And then the Torah has a bunch of different psukim, most of the psukim, from Perek Dalet until Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Torah wraps up the concepts of Nedarim and Shvua b'yachas to ish v'ishtoi and a father and a daughter. V'yishok yisid ha-ned l'Hashem, the Torah goes through the shtika b'yayim shomoy and the hafora and that common, all the different halachas which Nedarim can be made for, which he can't be made for, which we're going to learn about all these ideas only in the 10th parak, but the Torah in the parsha, in Chumash, wraps most of the halachas around the setting of the relationship between ish v'ishtoi and avu bitoi. So that would tell us that on a deeper level, it is very shaykh to Maseches. Maseches Nedarim is shaykh to Seder Noshim. By the way, when we say Maseches Nedarim, a natural part of Maseches Nedarim, even though we have it as a different Masechet, is Maseches Nozir. Nozir, even though it's in a separate passion over there, has nothing to do with a husband and a wife and a father and a daughter. But the process, the idea, the mechanism of Nedarim, which creates also the Parsha of Nazirus, even though it's in Parsha's Nazir, is really one and the same, and that's why Nazir follows along Nedarim. Maybe we might offer a Tosefes Dvarim and say that the concept of Nedarim is taking a Dover Hamutter and creating Kedusha. The concept of Ishus is the concept of taking parts of life that are looked at as choil and creating from them a davash b'kedusha. All of chaye ishus is a function of taking choil and turning it into kodesh. We had many halachas when we learned Maseches Ksubis that have to do with shibudim and choivois and monetary things, but they're all part and parcel of the relationship between a husband and a wife, which is kodesh. So it could be that on a deeper level, we understand that Seder Noshim is the Seder that talks about things that can be Choyl, but they're part of a relationship which is Kodesh, and maybe that's why the Torah wraps up the halachas of Nedarim in the Seder Noshim, like we said, the relationships of Seder Noshim. Kenzai. And now let's give a psicha to the ideas in the Masechta itself. Like we just read the Pasuk, Ish ki yidah neder l'Hashem, o yishov ha-shvua lesser, There are two ways that a person can create on himself an Isser. One is a neder, one is a shruah. The basic distinction between the two, and we're learning Maseches Nedarim, but it's important to constantly hold in mind the distinction and the hagdar of the two types. One is called a neder, one is called a shruah. A neder is what the Gemara calls, in the beginning of the Masechta, an Isser Cheftza. Shvua is an Issa Gavra. We use these terms very broadly, Gavra and Cheftza. Here's where Chazal used these terms. What it means is like this. Issa Cheftza means that a person takes, for example, a person wants to ask himself, he doesn't want to eat bread. He doesn't want to eat bread. Let's say a person decides that he wants to vapanik himself, or he's doing it for a good reason. Maybe he wants to stay off carbohydrates. So he's asking himself on bread. What he does is, he creates bread as a davar mutter, and as ashgachetz from a good bakery. But what he can do is, he could take a davar hamutter, and he could turn it into a davar hanodur, he could turn it into a cheftz disura, as if it's a dvaris, as if the bread is made out of machol sasuris. A shvua, what he'll do is, he'll say, I am being mashbia myself, I'm nishba b'shem Hashem, that I won't eat bread. It doesn't create that the bread is a cheftza disura. There's a din on him that he has to be emes, dik, with the shvua. The shvua, kivyochel, is always about taking the shem Hashem. Same way a shvua, in the context of Toim v'nitin, when Reuven and Shimon are arguing about $100, the shvua means he's nishba b'shem Hashem, that the $100 he doesn't owe to the other party. Over here also, when he makes a shvua, it's a shvua. It doesn't have to be spoken out b'shem Hashem. But the Ran in the Dorm Dav Beis makes it clear that we see all shvuas as an expression of shem Hashem. And that's what a shvua is. A shvua is being declaring, and then he has to keep to it, because if he said it, to not keep that would be to be mishaker chas v'shalom the shem Hashem, which is an aveir chamura. And that's what a shvua is. It's an iser on him, a chiv on him to do. Now, a shvua, because it's on him, has a little bit more flexibility than a neder. A shvua, a person could create on himself an issur to eat bread. He could also create on himself a chiyuv that he has to eat bread. He knows that he's not going to wash today, and it's Rosh Chodesh, so he could be mechayiv himself that today he's going to, with a shvua, he's mechayiv himself that he's going to eat bread. He could also assur himself that he has to go to sleep. He could also be mechayiv himself not to go to sleep. Tonight I'm going to stay up the whole night and learn. Mashenkin with a neder, since the ground of a neder is that's chal on a thing, it's an issa cheftza, so it has to be something that could be chal. Person could only aser up something which is here, only a dova sheyesh ba'olam. He could aser up bread, he could aser up all bread. He also can't aser up things that are outside his domain. So by a shvua, a person could only aser himself. Reuven could say on himself that he's nishba to eat bread or to not eat bread. But he can't ask for somebody else. He can't force somebody else into a situation where Yenner has a chiv to be ma'amis the Shem Hashem by eating the bread. That, of course, he can't do. I'm not a balabos on Yenner. Mashenkin by a neder, Reuven can aser up any of his chafetzim. He could be madder his house, his car, his bike, his shoes, or anything that's in his possession to Shimon. We're going to have these type of halachas extensively over here in Maseches Nedarim. He could create on himself, not on himself, he could create on anything that's his, that he's a dover hanodur. He could create that on himself, that he's a dover hanodur klapis amel. Reuven could answer himself behano on Shimon. It's chal in him. It's chal in him. It's chal klapis Shimon. He can also answer himself from Shimon's chafetzim. He could aser on himself an iser hanok klapi Shimon's chafetzim, because what he's doing is he's creating in those chafetzim a status of iser biyachas to him. Of course, being that's not his and Shimon is not, doesn't belong to him, he can't aser Shimon's nechosim on Shimon. So in the context of Nedarim, he could aser Shimon's chafetzim on himself. He could aser his own chafetzim on Shimon. That by neder, you have to plug into something where it could be chal. By a shvua, you don't have that problem, but you can't speak about the end by a shvua. That's one basic chilik. Again, like we said, by a neder, it has to be a dov sheyesh by mamish, or something that could be chal. By a shvua, it doesn't have to be that way. By the way, the halachas of what we call shvua's bitui, which means a shvua that he is mevate iser, which the Torah is loshen in Parshas Matos, where a person is mevate, he expresses an iser, he creates on himself a chiv, an iser, whatever it is. Those halachas are discussed in the third parak in Shavuos. in the context of all other shvuas which we're more familiar with, which are shvuas tayin v'nitan, shvuas hashomrim, all the shvuas that are going to Maseches Nezikin. So those halachas are put in Seder Nezikin because they're part and parcel of the context of shvuah. And the isser of being violating a shvuah, even though it's mentioned in the parsha of Nedarim and Parshas Matos, are also meshech shaychi to the isser, which is more chomer, of violating a shvuah, which is like being nishba l'sheker b'shem Hashem. There's other types of shvuahs also, which have nothing to do with what we're discussing. Person is nishba that something is true. He's not creating an isser. He's verifying a fact, so to speak, by being nishba. That's shvuah. He's not assuring something. But we have in the context of Parshas Nedarim, this lesser isser al nafshoi. We have a neder or a shvuah. Like we're saying, the chilik is one's in isegav, one's in isechefza. The neder has to be chal in something. The shvuah does not. Now, there are other types of nedarim which are l'chayra creating chiyuvim, isurim, but they're not assuring a chefetz. Nizirus, we're going to have to, when we start Maseches Nazir, we're going to have to define, it's a whole discussion, Rishonim and Akronim, how to define the essence of nedarim. Is it in a sechefza or not? A neder, let's say a person creates on himself nidre tainis, which is a whole sugi and tainis. L'chayra also, he's not assuring a chefetz. Nidre tztoko, where a person is being noider a sum of money for tzedakah, and nidre mitzvah. Nidre mitzvah also is where a person is noider to be mekayim a mitzvah. Again, the halachas between a neder and a shvuah are, a person can't be nishba that he's mechuyev to do a mitzvah. He's mechuyev to do it anyways. But a neder, well, let's say he can't, a person can't be nishba levatel sa mitzvah. It's a shvuah sheker, a shvuah shov. A person can make a neder, lemoshel, that he's assuring, he can't assure a mitzvah because you're not assuring a chefetz. You're assuring a doing, that it's not chal a chefetz. But a person could assure all the sukkahs in the world and then he won't be able to eat in the sukkah the first night of sukkahs. It's always chal in a chefetz, and from there it has ramifications l'gabi the person. But we will point out one thing. There's a type of neder which is nidre hekdish. Now nidre hekdish expresses itself in two ways. A person can make a neder. What he could do is he could take a behemoth, as an example of taking something choyl, and making it kodesh. We said you could take a dove choyl, something mutter, and make it osur, b'loshen aposur, or you could take something choyl and turn it kodesh. When a person takes a behemoth and he says, harezu korban, hugdash le korban oyla, he's taking a chefetz of chul and he's turning it into hegdash. That's one. There's another type of nidre hegdash as well. A person could be mechayiv himself, harei olayla havi korban. Now, as far as Nedarim is concerned, where's the Chetzah? Where's the Chetzah that's Chal on? It's Chal on him that he's Mechuyif to bring a carbon. Where's the Issa Chetzah? So let's be Magdim to be able to answer that question. Let's be Magdim and Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes the Ran and the Rambam. Like we said, one of the cases on Nedarim is when Ruvain assers his Chafetzim. Ruvain assers his car, his house, whatever it is, Bahano on Shimon. Where would the Malkus of Leachel Dvore, when a person's over on a neder, his Mechuyiv, if he gets Asura, his Mechuyiv Malkus, where would that express itself? The Ran understands in the Dorm Daf Tezvov that if Reuven asks Shimon on his Chafetzim, what he did was he created his Chafetzim as a Cheftzid Yisura. He turned his car into a Cheftzid Yisura. He turned his all the food that's in his house into Chazer and Tabasu B'chol of Klape Shimon. Obviously, when it's Leachel Dvore over here is when Shimon eats it. That means the essence of Parshas Nedarim is taking something that's mutter, taking something that's chol, and turning it into something else. The Ran, however, brings a Rambam, where the Rambam is mechadish, that if Reuven asks his chafetim on Shimon, if Shimon eats it, Shimon doesn't get Malkus. Shimon's not allowed to eat it, but Shimon doesn't get Malkus. The way the Malkus is when Reuven feeds that Dover Hanodur, the thing that he asked it up, he feeds it to Shimon. And the way the Ran understands the Rambam, it's Mavu this way in a lot of Sifri Achroinim, is that that's for sure that the essence of Parshas Nedarim, like the Torah says, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, is a function of that when a person makes a neder or a shvur, he's Mechayiv himself to keep that which he said. He's not allowed to be Mechal Dvoroi. The Ran understands that what that means is that Lo Yachel Dvoroi is that you have the power, the power of the spoken word could take something mutter and turn it into avasar. So if Reuven asked it himself that he's not allowed to eat chocolate cake, bread, so then he turned chocolate cake into chazer. And that becomes a shtik chazer for him. He'll get malchus if he eats it. If he asks it on Shimon, he's turning it into chazer. Klap his Shimon. Mashenkin, the Rambam understands not that way. Since the Torah doesn't say the cheftza is also, the Torah says lo yachal dvor, he can't kichol ayoitz mipiv yaseh, he can't be mezalzel b'dibure, and he has to keep whatever he said. So then the essence of the parasha is keeping one's word. In that case, if Shimon never said anything, Shimon wasn't the noider, the one who made the neder was Reuven, so Shimon's not allowed to eat it, because he's not allowed to violate the word of nedarim of Reuven. But the malchus, the real one who could be over the Pasha, is only the one who made a nether. The essence of Pasha's nedarim is keeping your word. And in that, nether and shvua are the same. It happens to be it's chal klape chefetz, but the one who'll get malchus is only the one who actually said the nether, and with that he can be mechal dvorei. This is machlokes around the Rambam, and it cuts really to the heart of all of nedarim and the whole essence of Pasha's nedarim. Now, because of that, there's another tetzol. We just asked, what is a neder of hekdish? The person says, harei olai korban. He didn't ask for a chefetz. So the Rambam, you look at the Rambam has no problem. The essence of Pasha's nedarim, like we just said, is a vow for a person to keep his word. So sometimes it's chal in a chefetz. And there's another chiddush hakra, which is called a neder of hekdish, where even though it's not chal in a chefetz, it's chal on him. But it's chal on him that he's mechuyev a korban. So one is chal on a chefetz, one is chal on a person, but both of them are chal in him, and both of them are mechayev dvorov. That's the parasha of nedarim according to the Rambam. The Ran says that nidre hegdish, the Ran, the very first Ran, nedarim dav beis, says that a neder of hegdish is not really the parasha of nedarim of an issa chefetz. It's a separate thing. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, seems to be bothered by this question. Where's the issa chefetz? What he says is the issa chefetz is that he's mechayiv his, he makes a shibud nechosin, that his property becomes mechuyiv to bring the carbon. It's a chiddush. The Ran's not going with that. So the Ran understands that nidre hegdish and nidre isure chefetz are really two different things. So this machlokes the Ran, the Rambam, is something that's very important to remember, is the essence of parashas nedarim mitzad the issa that's chal in a chefetz, it's an issa chefetz mamish. The same with chazer, basa b'cholov, orlo, klayim, any other machol sasuris. Chocolate cake that became also alza neder is also an issa chefetz. According to the Rambam, the essence of the parasha is k'chol ayetz mipiv yaseh, lo yachol dvoroi, to keep his word. This is Akdama really to all the inyonim of nedarim that's discussed. As Akdama to Mishnah Aleph, let's point out one thing. Since, like we said, the parasha of nedarim is a product of k'chol ayetz mipiv yaseh, nedarim are created by the spoken word, not by the thought. The person thinks that he's going to do something, it's not mechayiv him. If he thinks that he shouldn't do something, that doesn't asu him. It has to be spoken out. There's different levels of what spoken out means. That means a person could express a thought, and it could be expressed clearly, and it could be expressed beyond the shadow of a doubt, or a person could express something in ways which maybe somebody else won't particularly understand it. For himself, that's called he spoke it out, because he doesn't have to explain himself to somebody else. Lashonos that are not self-explanatory, lashonos that are only in context, it means that it's, you could look at it that's spoken out, but it's not clearly spoken out, are chiddush, but the Gemara defines two types of not fully spoken out lashonos, which are also chal, and these are called yodos of nedarim, and kinuyim of nedarim. Kinuy is what we call in English like a nickname, like a code word. It's known that that word means that, but he didn't really say it. He just said something which we know means something else. We'll see the examples in the Mishnah ahead of us. And yodois is where somebody said something where you don't hear the full thought, but you can understand in context from what he's saying that that's what he means to express. So it's called verbally expressed, even though it wasn't fully expressed. One last point, when a person is expressing a neder, so there's a concept that's discussed by Richus in the Rishonim. In the Gemara, it's the end of the first parak in the Rishonim over here, and the third parak in Shavuos, it's called Hatvasa. Hatvasa means, theoretically, a person standing in front of a piece of chocolate cake, he knows it's not good for him. So he wants to force himself not to eat it, so he says, Dovazeh Osor Alai. He expressed verbally that things should be Osor. Osor Alai what? Has the chocolate cake become Osor? It has hashgacha. Bar minim izaynes. It's perfectly kosher. What makes it osur? The Ran understands that the essence of passion in the Dharma is a person saying, Dovah ze osur alai. There's another type of asuring something, is where he says, instead of just saying, chocolate cake ze osur alai, or B'loshna Gemara, they didn't have chocolate cake, it said, kikar ze osur alai. He could say, kikar zu alai ke karbon. It's like a karbon. What he's not being magdashit, doesn't have mi'ilah, doesn't belong now to Hegdish. What he's doing is he's asuring it on himself like a carbon, and the essence of the parashas Nedarim is asuring something, gives it like a type of kedusha. The lashon of the Torah is ishki ider neda lashem. What does have to do with lashem? Because the concept of taking a dova choyl and asuring is similar to the concept of asuring something by making it belong to Hegdish, and then there's an isser of being moel by Hegdish. So these are two types of lashonis in Nedarim. The Ran over here in Dav Beis holds that Atvasa and Dovah Zeh Osur Alai are two different forms of the same idea, but they're two different things. Other Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rashba, Tosfos, hold that the essence of Parashas Nedarim is really asking it like a korban, asking it behatvasa, where Hatvasa means to grab onto. He's grabbing onto Hegdish, he's making a piece of chocolate cake, which is Choyl, Shaykh the Hegdish, and when he says Dov Zeh Osur Alai, it's just because we understand that what he means is to Asur Batzvasa and Hegdish. It's like a Yodois, where he didn't say out the full thought. The same idea would be true if he says Dov Zeh Osur Alai. That's not the essence of Nedarim. The essence of Nedarim is Dov Zeh Osur Alai Ki Karbon, but just we know what he meant, so therefore it's Kilu he spoke it out. There's another whole Inyan in Parshas Nedarim, which is the way to get rid of a neder, which we're all familiar with, Hataras Nedarim. Haforo is the concept of how a father and a husband can get rid of their daughter/wife's Nedarim. Hatorah is the way a person can be oikur his own neder. There are certain Nedarim which a person can get rid of even after their chal with Hatorah. There are certain types of Nedarim that could be gotten rid of even without Hatorah. Amir Hashem, we'll see that b'amshik in coming up prokem. Now let's start Mishnah Aleph. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, all kinuyim, all ways, code names for expressing a neder are like a neder. We'll see examples as the Mishnah explains. The Gemara explains that this also, but even though the Mishnah only says kinuyim, we have the concept that we just explained called yodois. Kinuy is a nickname where something is clearly expressed, but it's expressed in a code name, not in complete form. The other way is where a person says something, it's not fully spoken out, but he's spoken out enough that we understand what he means. That's called yodis, that's also included. So if the mission says, kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, it's also called yodis nedarim kinedarim. Charomim kicharomim. Charomim is a type of issur which is more shaykh to Hegdish. You find in Tanakh where they asurd, where Klal Yisrael asurd themselves to be nene from, let's say, the Muhammad with Amalek and Pashas Chukas, and then later on by Yeshua, and it's called a cherim. Cherem is something which has to do with Hegdish. Cherem could be Stamaneser, or it could be also a form of what's called Cherme Kehanim, which means that it's all Kodesh to go to Kehanim. It's like a Hakno. But it's Chal in the Pasha. We learn now from Sukkim that it's Chal as part of Nedarim. There's no such thing as Reuven giving his Nechosin to Shimon with a Neder. If you want to give a present to your next door neighbor, you have to be Maknet to him. He has to do a Maaseh Kinyan. The verbal idea of taking something chol and turning it into Hegdish could make a hakno, which is not proper Hegdish, but it belongs, it's mamon hakohanim. It's also a form of Hegdish, even though it's not ni'ilo. But then there's also cherme bedek habayis, where a person can take possessions of his and give it over to Hegdish. So that's a different type of nedarim, but it's called a cherem. Shvuos kishvuos, we discussed what a shvu is, a different form of lesser Yisrael nafshoi with nisa gavro. Unezirus kinezirus. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 types of mechanisms where a person can asu something, bidiburei, a neder, a cherim, which is more shayach to Hegdish, shvuos, which is an isagavra, nezirus, which is a whole different process of nezirus. And again, like we said, it's not clear, and we'll have to discuss in Yetz Hashem whether nezirus is chal on the beisagavra and isachefza. And now the Mishnah will give examples. Ha'im alachaveri. Here's an example of kinuyim. This Mishnah, which is where the Gemara gets that, obviously you have to say called kinuyim, means includes the idea of yodois, is actually a list of yodois, where he expresses something, but he doesn't express it clearly, but we know in context what he means. Somebody says to his friend, Reuven says to Shimon, Mudrani mimech, I am ge'asert, I'm nodur from you, I'm osur tavanah from you. Mufreshani mimoch, I'm separated from you. What does it mean to be nesar from somebody? What does it mean to be separated from somebody? Miruchakani mimcho, I am distanced from you. What does it mean? So in context, what that means is, that I won't talk to you, I won't associate with you, I won't do business with you. That doesn't make any sense in the Dharam. That's just a statement that I don't like you, I want to keep away from you, or you're a bad influence on me. But when a person says over here, the way the Gemara explains it is, Mudrani mimoch she'eni oichel, so he's asuring achila. What he's doing is he's creating on the achila that he has a dover anodor, that Yenna's food is also to him. That's already a nether. The same is true, Mufreshani mimech. We're talking about over here where he says, Mufreshani mimech she'eni oichel lecho, she'eni toyam lecho, that type of thing. So in that context, when he said that, again, Mudrani, he doesn't say with what iser. Is it a neder? Is it kekarbon? He didn't speak it out. But it's clear in context that that's what he wants to do. So, well, that's Yodis Nedarim. Minuda ani lecho, a nidui is a process by which chachomim could asur up somebody. They could put him in a state of nidui, which some people call a cherim, by the way. And that the merachik him from the kohol, he's not allowed to be part of the tzibur. The oilam is not allowed to have to do with him. He's not allowed to have to do with the oilam. Then it's normally for zulzul chacham or other isurim. When a person says minuda ani lecho, there is something about it that creates a dover hanodor, but it's not clear if that's a loshen. So because of that, the Mishnah said Rabbi Akiva hoya choichich b'zalachm. It's a very unusual loshen we don't find in other places. Rabbi Akiva was, the way the Gemara explains it is, his lips were pressed. Choichich means to press. His lips were pressed together, which means he didn't want to say out of his mouth that it's mutter. It's clear that he wanted aser without paskening mufush. That means what it means in straight talk is that Rabbi Kiva wasn't 100% sure, but he felt that one has to be machmer. Choichich was a lahachmer. It's not, again, it's not a loshen of neder. It's just a loshen of distancing that person. So maybe it means a lashon of neder. Menuda ani lecho she'eni oichel lecho. L'chor nidui is normally when a person is nisrachik from everybody in Klal Yisrael. He has to, like a mitzvah, he has to go sit bodad yoshiv min hagi avelus. We find the Maseches Moed Katan. But over here, it could be used, menuda ani lecho she'eni toyim. It could be understood, but it's not clear. That was Rebbe Kiva's sofik. K'nidre rishoyim. He says that he's asking himself like the Nedarim of Rishoyim. What does that mean? And he gives examples of Nodar bin Nozir u'bekorban u'beshvur. What this means is, he said a Lashon, K'nidre Rishoyim hareini Nozir. Or K'nidre Rishoyim harei alai korban. That's korban. Or K'nidre Rishoyim loy oichal kikazu a Lashon of Veshvur. So then he has to keep what he said. Why is that? What's the mashmos of K'nidre Rishoyim? K'nidre Rishoyim is because the Gemara says that Be'etzem Erlich Yidin don't make Nedar. B'derecha, when a person is making a Nedar, it's an expression of some type of mood that he was in, and he is being impulsive. And the Gemara says that a Nedar is something that Shogu B'fiv HaRishoyim, they're constantly disowning and constantly bad-mouthing and constantly, even on themselves, they create Yisurim. That's not the part and parcel of a person with menuchas nefesh, with yishuv hadas. K'nidre Rishoyim is a state that a person shouldn't. Toiv loy lidar milindar, the Gemara says. It's better not to make nidar. If a person wants to make a carbon, so what he could say is that this behemoth is a carbon. He shouldn't say harei olai carbon. He's creating himself a chiyuv, and sometimes people don't keep chiyuvim, and violating a neder or a shu is an isachamon. So when he says K'nidre Rishoyim, what he means to say is parshas nidarim, and if he expresses what he wants to do with that, Nozir, Korban Shvur, it asers. It's a way, it's a nickname for a neder. But if he says K'nidre K'sherim le'omaklum, because a kosher, a person b'derecha who's a kosher doesn't make nedarim, so the words don't mean passions nedarim. K'nidvoisom, if he says like K'nidvoisom shel K'sherim, that over there, if he made b'nozir b'korban, that would be okay. And what I mean, okay, that would be a lashon v'neder. Why? Because like we said, if a person says harei olai korban, he could come to violate it. So the since there's something wrong with it, that's impulsive, that's kenidre rishoyim. When it says kenidre ekshayim, if he said harei ze korban, there's no michshol, because the behema is a korban. If the behema would die l'mashal, it would be mechuyev to replace it with another behema. That's what we call by korbanis nedarim unedavos. A neder is where he's mechuyev, and nedava is where he was asked to this behema, not he asked it, he turned this behema into a korban. So with that, the behema is kedushas korban. That a person could do. And that's kenidvois ksherim for nezirus or for korban, that would work.